listen to another episode of Hacker Voice Radio, your independent free speech media source. Episode of Hacker Voice Radio. You're listening to us on the 30th November 2005. In the studio we're joined by Sapphire, and all the way across the pond we have Ionix.
Hello. And hello, Sapphire. It's been a long time. You don't drop on IRC anymore.
I know, I'm sorry, I'm a bit busy.
Did you hear her?
No, I said I know, but that's all I heard.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm a bit busy at the moment.
Lies. Slander and lies.
She's just bored of us males talking in IRC about cream cheese and pate.
So, Sapphire, how do you feel about losing your man to me?
A bit jealous.
Cheddar?
Jealous.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you know, maybe we can work out, like, some kind of schedule you can have on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And...
okay, that might work.
It might work.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's nice to be known. It's nice to know that you're loved.
Nothing says I'm loved like people fighting over you.
Yeah, exactly.
Fightering, there's a new word.
Fightering, yeah. Now, I'd like to start the show off with a little story.
Okay.
Let me set the scene. Imagine me sitting in my boxers at 7:40 a.m., eating my cornflakes and watching the news.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah, suddenly I hear a loud bang, as if somebody has fallen from a great height and hit their head on a laminate floor. Followed by loud yells and screaming of a generally
Is
male
your mom
voice.
Back on the bottle?
No.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
I quickly put my clothes on and step out of the house, to realize that there are 15 riot police with a door-breaking baton, or whatever they call it. What did you call it before?
Battering ram.
Battering ram, yeah.
Yep,
have raided my neighbors. And I instantly looked at them and went, oh shit, and walked right back, thinking, wait, did they get the address wrong?
No, they didn't, but those are the people that you've been connecting to their Wi-Fi network.
So, I'm like, okay, well, just relax, they're not here for you. And I make my way to work. The weirdest thing about this is that just the night before, I was thinking, how prepared would I be if my house was raided by police? And I was thinking, what would they find? They'd find all my shit, all my computer stuff, and it would look pretty, incriminating as such, because they love to spin stuff like that. Also, the actual night before we were doing the show, we did kind of talk a lot about the government in not a very positive way. They don't like that kind of stuff. The weirdest thing happening the following morning is the next door's getting raided by police. And I was thinking, okay, well, what would happen if that wasn't next door? That was actually me. I would be so unprepared because they'd catch me in my boxers eating a bowl of fucking cornflakes.
Eating cornflakes.
Yeah. The problem is I have no exit route out of my house apart from the front door, unless I'd like a 40-foot drop onto solid concrete.
Actually, that's preferable.
Yeah. The only possible explanation, or the only possible exit route, would be to be able to go down fighting, try and try and get one of them, and make them not be able to move for a little while you take them hostage. Threaten their life and try and exit the house via the front door while they step back, pointing their guns.
I do not particularly recommend this, as it makes whatever problem you had before so much worse.
Sure, but it is a cool way to go about fighting, you know. And the headlines would be much more different.
Okay, what I recommend is that you put a small sliver of metal that is easily bendable, insert it into the cartilage on the bottom of your foot.
Right.
So that after you're handcuffed, like a handcuff is tumbler lock. They're extremely easily fixed. The idea, then, is to be able to run away after you've been arrested.
Yeah.
And they've, like, opened the door. You get out, all compliant, toss the handcuffs in one of their faces, and run like hell. This will not work in the United States, as our police carry guns.
Yes. And they just shoot you in the back of the head.
Okay. Yes, precisely. If you can run fast enough,
then a bullet.
You only need to get about 4 feet ahead of them so they can't club you.
Yeah. Possibly, but I don't fancy sticking metal in the cartilage of my foot.
No? You hardly feel it.
Maybe. I don't know.
Not the cartilage, the callus.
Oh, right.
The callus. I'm sorry.
Because
I misspoke.
Yeah. It kind of makes a bit of a big difference there.
It's quite a bit of a difference.
Yeah. So
another thing you can do is have like one of those throw switches like I have that opens up a fireman's pole.
Right.
So that you can get to your secret lair.
Yeah. Which I would build
Which
in
I've
the airing cupboard.
By four fields. And an army of ninja monkeys.
Yes.
Although I did suggest a rope ladder.
A rope ladder,
yeah. From your bedroom window.
Possibly.
Or some rappelling gear.
Yeah. Some, like, a small glider.
Actually, just a simple climbing harness. You know, 40 to 60 feet of rope.
But would I be able to assemble that in time?
And gadgets they use for rappelling.
I wouldn't be able to kind of assemble it in time, though, to be able to get it ready, strapped onto me, to run out and jump out the window.
Well, that's why you wear it at all times.
Well, I'm in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
In bed.
I mean, sure, it's going to look kind of silly, you and your boxers and rappelling gear.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure that'd be rather sexy.
Like a one-stop shop for bondage.
So, you said you had something to rant about.
Oh my god, yes. See, the only problem with this is I'm going to have to quote a source that I really don't want people knowing about.
Okay.
Just because I despise it so. But I'm going to have to, just in order to facilitate this fucking ungodly rant. Let us begin.
Yeah.
Alright. I'm holding in my hand right now a weekly newspaper entitled Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. That is a newspaper that goes out against the hardcore conservatives here in the United States. The primary headline on the front page of this paper is, Did Hillary Clinton Lie Us Into War? The argument that the article makes is that she knew that the U.S. Intelligence Committee, that is a committee of the the United States Senate, the intelligence reports that they had received, which, by the way, are the identical ones that Bush received, she knew that they were false, and that she lied in order to vote for granting Bush the power to go into war. Now, in my opinion, this is flawed on so many levels. Okay. Did Hillary Clinton lie us into war indicates that Hillary Clinton had the power to send the United States into war. Now, as one senator amongst 100 senators, no one senator has the power to do just about anything except introduce proposed legislation to the Senate. Secondly, the entire power of sending United States military anywhere without the U.S. Congress initiating a basically an act of war, declaring war on another country, lies exclusively within the executive branch. Thirdly, the article, though it completely says that it's the same intelligence that Bush, who is the head of our executive branch and does have the power to send us into war, is slanted in such a manner that it suggests that Hillary Clinton, with all her ungodly powers, managed to manipulate, through lying, the United States' entrance into Iraq and the war. Now, on a political level, I can understand why they're doing this. Hillary Clinton is slated to be the Democratic... She's slated to be our candidate, the Democratic candidate for the presidency in 2008, and it's only natural that the conservative, i.e. Republican, spin machine would be starting to throw trash. However, I find this abhorrible. There are so many flaws in this article that is fucking ungodly. Hillary Clinton did not have the power to lie us into war. There was a certain gentleman who did lie us into war. I believe he's the president of the United States right now. And to be able to freaking pin it on a Democratic senator that had absolutely nothing to do with it and just so happens to be the next pundit and challenger to the Republican White House is just freaking insane. How the hell are you going to spin one guy sending us to war due to the fact that he knew to be faulty, that he had manipulated the CIA to make sure that the people that were saying was that we don't know this for sure were shut up? This is exactly the same kind of crap that our former Secretary of State, Colin Powell, was talking about when he said that there needs to be reform into the way that we're talking about these things because we're simply uttering falsehoods. Well, I'm sorry, but the fucking president lied. You know what? And I remember a time, not so long ago, that some president happened to lie about some woman sucking his dick, and they fucking tried to impeach him. But no, you go ahead and lie and send thousands of American citizens to their death, not even to mention the fucking soldiers that died, and you get fucking press handed to you on how it's some woman fucking senator who happens to be the wife of the guy who got his dick sucked, and suddenly, like, that's cool? Oh, yeah! Yeah, sure. Bush didn't lie, quote-unquote, under oath, although he did lie to the American people in countless fucking press reports, in countless fucking times. Hell, his fucking vice president has gone before the United States Senate Oversight Committee and fucking flat out refused to answer their questions. That is contempt of Congress. You can be jailed under federal offenses for years for that. But he just basically told them to fuck off. No, he didn't basically tell them to fuck off. He actually literally told them to, quote, fuck off, unquote. I'm fucking fooling it. But no, we don't fucking take any notice to that. We're gonna just gonna fucking go and blame it on some fucking woman senator who just happens to be the person that threatens the White House. For God's sake, what the hell is this world coming to? For real, I mean, why? Why the hell? Except for the fact that you're gonna try and twist only the most conservative people on the face of the earth, because any reasonable, rational United States citizen who would look at this article would either laugh or fucking cry. Or both at the same time, because this is abhorrible. This is absolutely abhorrible. You know, it's bad enough that we fuck up the rest of the world, but we can't even fucking have a fair game in our own goddamn elections. I can't fucking stand this anymore. I really can't. And you know what? Yeah, I'm swearing a lot, but I'm really, really pissed off about this. And the fact that my foul language is not going to stop any of this frickin' as fact. I mean, it's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. You know what I long for? I long for the days of Roosevelt. I long for the days of Eisenhower. I long for the days of Kennedy. When the hell was it the United States lost the ability to frickin' have anybody that has any kind of value become the President of the United States to get to a frickin' higher post? It wasn't like they didn't have to have money to do it then. Every president in the United States has ever had has had to have strong financial backing just to be able to do it. So it's not the money. I'm sorry, it's just not. It's the fact that fucking our lobbyists have fucking legalized the ability to buy off politicians. And it's horrible and it's sick. This entire world is fucking going to hell, and I don't want to have any part of it anymore. Back to you, Blas.
And a kitten is born in South Wales. Aww. Yeah, I totally...
That's cute.
I totally agree with you on that one. Yesterday, if you remember, I had that huge rant about press reporting things completely incorrectly, quoting no valuable source, quoting no evidence at all, just going, right, you know, they've made this much money out of it. They're evil, they're bastards. How can you write that down and people believe it? Because they are in power. Now, the way I see it, that Bush didn't necessarily buy his way, but he had a lot of contacts, and you know how it all works behind the scenes.
No, he didn't buy his way. Cheney bought his way.
No, that's
what his father bought his way.
That's what I'm saying. He had no need to buy anything. He was... destined, and even through the elections he lost, he still became president. And even though he has so much opposition, he's still there in power. Why? Because...
I remember another conservative totalitarian that came to power that way. Could his name have been Hitler?
Yes. And
I'm not suggesting that the Bush is starting up concentration camps, although Guantanamo Bay might actually push a little bit towards that favor.
Well, they are building some quite serious concentration camp centers for detaining human beings.
You know what? And also, it pisses me off. You guys are getting out of this war.
Mm.
It's going to be another year. All British troops are going to be pulled out of there. You know what our commander-in-chief says?
What's that?
I will not cut and run.
Well, obviously...
He also says no war. No war has been won on a timeline.
Well, they
also... Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but hasn't this fucking Iraq war been over since 2002?
Precisely. When did they announce that
early
the war
2003,
ended?
The latest?
Yeah. I mean, they have to stay there to protect the oil fields, you know? But the war has been over for... I mean, so what is this now? A peacekeeping mission? I don't see that as a peacekeeping mission because there's a whole lot of fucking violence.
We keep the
there.
Peace by shooting people
exactly.
And getting shot at.
Yeah. That sounds quite peaceful.
No. In order to keep the peace, you need to have a peace.
Yeah.
And there has not been peace in that country, probably arguably since before the war ever started, even the first Gulf War. But if you want to look at like one government controlling and everything, there's not... You know, peace in the United States or any other country right now. If you want to look at this peace as in absolutely having a national government that controls all levels of local government, well, then there hasn't been a peace since, well, we got there.
Yeah.
The thing that really pisses me off is you're going to fucking blame Hillary Clinton? I don't even like Hillary Clinton.
Hmm.
But you're going to blame one Democratic senator...
Yeah, it's just
quote-unquote lying us into the war after the president has lied time and time again.
So it's just a blatant abuse of journalistic power, should I say. That's not even journalism, man. That's somebody that's some idiot writing something out. You'd expect that. You'd expect that something out of a weblog or some bullshit like that.
Yeah, attack her on the fact that, you know, she's a New York senator, but she hasn't been living in New York until she got the senatorship.
How would she be able
attack
to lie?
Attack her for the fact that she had the failed, you know, national health care reforms in the United States under Clinton's first term.
How the hell would she be able
but
to lie?
Even attack her because
the
she
United
was
States.
Such a poor woman that her husband cheated on her totally. But do not fucking lie to my face and tell me that she led us to war.
Yeah, the only person that did lead the United States to war and lie was George Bush and the Bush administration. And it's not even it's not even the government, it's the Bush administration. It's as if they're their own company, their own corporation.
I'm going to say that there was one exception to that.
What's that?
Our Secretary of State, when all this was going down, Colin Powell,
yeah,
actually said many things against what we were doing and the way that we were doing it.
But he's not in power anymore, is he?
Him with yes, woman, Condoleezza Rice.
That's right.
And you know what even, like, freaking blows my mind even more? There's a strong chance that the next Republican candidate for president is going to be Condoleezza Rice.
That's going
right?
to be so fucked up.
If Hillary Clinton wins the Democratic national primaries, then the only candidate that would make sense to go up against her would be Condoleezza Rice. And then it would be a black woman versus a woman, and they're just playing off of people's prejudices or guilt on prejudices of the past.
That's right.
And it's going to be completely ignoring any of the freaking problems that we have. Beyond which, can the United States for 1 second stop looking out at the rest of the world and being like, bad you, and bad you.
Yeah.
And fucking look at itself for a fucking moment. We had the minimum wage established under the FDR administration so that any person that was working a full work week wouldn't be able to make enough money to support themselves. Can a person support themselves on 40 hours a week on minimum wage? No, they can't. Cost of living has so far exceeded by inflation that it's fucking, it's unreal. You know? We've got masses of living poor.
Hmm.
I know, I'm one of them. I'm living at half of the poverty level right now.
Yeah.
I consider myself lucky because I live at a standard of living that 89% of the entire world cannot fathom and cannot touch, but I'm still considered the living poor in this country.
I totally agree with you, man.
A country that has so much and has such high standards.
The most embarrassing thing ever was
so overlook every one of our citizens so that we can impose quote-unquote democracy, not that we have democracy here, but a quote democracy on some people that never asked for it.
And
if it was about taking Saddam out of power, I've got a real simple solution to that. One Mossad agent with a 50-cal rifle would have totally done it.
Mm. They could have...
Yeah, you wouldn't have been able to control who they put in power after that.
But the
but
thing
you
is...
you also would not have had tons of our people killed. I'm sorry, I'm going to shut up now. I'm talking over you.
No, the thing is...
I'm fuming.
The thing is, they put Saddam Hussein in power. They enabled him to do what he can do. Why? Because he was useful to them. Because he controlled the oil fields. He controlled the trafficking. He controlled it. So he was a good asset. This is precisely. This is precisely why Saddam Hussein can stand up in court and say he's not guilty because of the American government. And they have the balls to say and blame it on some woman that has absolutely nothing to do with this. That's just like, my house was robbed, and I'm going to blame the woman that lives three houses down to me because she looked into my window the 3 nights ago, sort of thing. It's just ridiculous.
It's worse than that. It's that Okay. It's a matter of, like, say you invest in the stock market.
Yeah.
And the freaking stock market goes to crap because the company that you invested in, you advised them to do some illegal trading, and they get investigated by the SEC.
Yeah.
Or the Federal Security Administration. Alright?
Yeah.
So you lose all of this money, and then rather than blame yourself, rather than blame anybody that was involved, you choose some random person in, like, Oregon. Say it's all their fault. Because they read a newspaper that had the same stock listing that you read. That's what this is. You know, the worst part about it is people who are hardcore conservatives are going to read this. They're going to be like, yes, it was Hillary Clinton's fault.
Yeah. That's precisely why, you know, the only reason why, I mean, can you tell me that the American media provides media, you know? Literally, this is the news. This is correct. There is no lies. There is no false accusations and all that bullshit. It's not spun for a core political advantage. Now, what was in the news before? I think about a week back, the United States government authorized a law that gave drug manufacturing companies the right to test on children. They were given the right to test on children that were abused or that were suffering from some sort of terminal illness. They either had Down syndrome, they were born with this disfigurement, or children generally that were orphaned and, you know, unwanted children, precisely, which gave them the right to test, you know, chemical, biological, and medical products on these children. Why was this not blown everywhere, worldwide, globally? Because it does not benefit them.
Yeah, it's because our government is controlled by lobbyists, and one of the strongest lobbies that we have is the pharmaceutical lobby.
Precisely.
You know what that reminds me of? There was a little thing called the Tuskegee Experiment, where the United States determined the effects of radiation on people by basically signing up a bunch of black people.
Yeah.
And exposing their genitals to a ton of radiation.
That's correct.
And now we look back and we say, oh, that was horrible, but we're doing it all again.
Yeah.
It's fucking stupid.
And now you're doing it on children that really need help, you know? You know, children that have been abused all their life. What's going to happen to them now? They're just going to get some more abuse. Yeah, that sounds pretty fucked up to me. What? When did this happen again? How about Nazi Germany, you know? They precisely did this for crippled people, people with mental disabilities, people with...
We need Felix back on the air.
Yeah, exactly. We really do.
It's one thing if you or I say it.
Yeah, doesn't hold much weight.
We may feel it, but he was there.
Yeah. I mean, In the news today, according to the government health IT centers for disease control and prevention, it looks like they want your email address, your mobile phone number, names of your traveling companions, your name, your address, and all your emergency contacts, name, address, and phone numbers. The information will be gathered by airlines, travel agencies, and online reservation systems for all travelers. The goal is to protect us in the event of a pandemic. Like the SARS crisis showed them difficulty to notify people that they may have been exposed to a disease that is a noble goal. But can they do this anonymously? Asks the writer. Now, I have some serious issues with this thing. Some very big issues. Now, first of all, I'm having trouble seeing how this is such a terrible thing. First of all, looking at what they already possess and how flawed this argument is. First of all, the first, last, and middle name, in addition to any suffixes, would already be collected and provided by security regulations, and I don't see how this really changes a thing when you book a flight. Your current home address, including street, department number, city, state, province, and zip code. If you want to book a travel, chances are you're probably providing this already in the form of billing address or shipping address. So I don't see how this would make such a big deal. Mobile home or pager numbers would not be too hard to fake, and really, if you wanted to take the risk of being out of contact with the CDC, is trying to tell you that you have been exposed to some sort of new strain of fever, hey, you know, it's your ass that's bleeding, not mine. The email address, okay, perhaps, you know, it's a stress, but then again, you could just create a fake account, or you could just give them your garbage email account. Your passport or travel information.
Why don't they just tie it into your driver account and buy the database?
Precisely. Or passport or travel documentation is issued by your country organization. I'm not sure, you know, the regulations on this, but I would seem that your passport is already checked by the travel agency and the airport, assuming that the government, assuming that it's not linked to, into a government database already. Traveling companions or group. I don't want to say who, you don't, if you don't want to say who's traveling with you, just say you're traveling alone. It's not so hard, is it? I mean, what are they going to do, you know, deny you access to an airplane because you've just talked to somebody while you're waiting on the line? Flight information, including date, airline, flight number, and return flight details. Well, it seems to me like the airline would already know this, since you booked it yourself on the flight and purchased the tickets yourself with your home address, with your credit card number. So, I think this falls under the category already tracked. Name, address, and phone number, an emergency, and details of an emergency contact. Again, not particularly on a reasonable request, but it can be bogus information that you provide them. I'm guessing that I'm having a lot of trouble seeing how this is any sort of risk of violation to your privacy, seeing as all the information that they require has already been provided in some way or form or another. I think most of this stuff is pretty straightforward, but I have no idea what they're trying to do with this, because it seems totally inappropriate, totally unneeded, and a bit fucked up to me. So, yeah, what are your views on that one? If you're still there.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm still here. you know, I gotta say, they have all that information anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that matters. Mm. If somebody comes down with SARS, they're on a plane. Mm. You know.
Yeah.
They're gonna quarantine everybody.
Precisely.
On the plane, they got in touch with anybody that was on the plane, family of anybody on the plane. Fuck yeah. It. I mean, that's stupid.
Exactly. I think this argument is completely flawed.
That's
it,
like,
has no weight at all.
Like, we're worried about our information being out there and then taking the stupidest place where it is out there.
Yeah.
There's like 1,000 other places where your rights are being...
Yeah.
Infringed upon because of the information that is being traded and sold by corporations and government entities, that this is like, not only is it water over the dam, but it's pointless.
Yeah.
That's all information that could be found out within like 30 minutes max in the event of an emergency. And if you want to complain about something, I mean, you know, give me a call, I'll give you 1,000 reasons and 1,000 other things that you should complain about other than this.
Okay, and another useless article. It appears that illegal file sharing is 3 times as popular as iTunes. Free songs are more attractive to free songs are more attractive to youngsters than paid for. Illegal downloads are still being beaten more than legal downloads on online music stores around Europe, analysis has found. Okay, first of all, how the hell did they analyze this shit? Because, you know, how, what, did they just, like, track the tracker? Did they go on Kazaa and see how many users there were on Kazaa? What the fuck? A report from the NSS House of Jupiter Research discovered that the consumers were three times more likely to get their digital music from an illegal file-sharing network rather than paying to download the tracks from an online song shop such as iTunes and Napster, with 15% of consumers using peer-to-peer sites and 5% using the legitimate online shops. This taste for illegal music is the strongest amongst the young. Those must kill the young. Those consumers being 15 and 25 years old to 35% are illegal file sharers, according to the report. This is just crazy. Mark Mulligan, analyst of Jupiter Research, told Silicon.com that despite the growth of illegal file sharing sales of iTunes, such as as well as other legal actions against uploaders, the momentum is that the legal services, there is nothing to suggest that legal file sharing is going to go away. So what are they saying, that illegal file sharing is still more popular than paying for it? Of course it will. If you've got something for free and you've got the option to pay for it, what would you choose? How about I'll just take it for free? I think that they're just, you know,
about
fucking
that phone call you got about the minutes.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'll talk about that later. But this is just ridiculous. I mean, it's just like blowing shit out of your ass when they're writing these fucking articles. And the phone call I got today was weird. I got a call saying from somebody, and I have a suspicion that this was actually a prank phone call. I got a call saying, you know, hi sir, I'd like to talk to you about free, you know, your phone mobile cell provider, blah blah blah, this and that. They were trying to offer me 500 free minutes and 200 free texts to beat my current thing, and I was like, well, currently my phone system is free. How about you beating that? And they were like, well, how can we interest you in going to our seminars or some bullshit like that? And I said, yeah, how about you pay me? And then she called me a ugly fucker and put the phone down on me. I'm thinking, if this was legitimate and this was an actual company calling me up to sell me some shit, that's 1 point to me and 0 points to you, motherfucker. If this was in fact a prank call, then I just don't give a fuck. You know, good job, because you really did sound a little bit authentic there. Even though she did mutter a bit, she did do an in there, and she didn't really sound as if she was reading this off a screen, because they, you know, when they call you up, they know this shit is just, you know, second nature to them, and they spit the shit out, and they don't expect somebody to go, well, you see, you're providing this thing for me. I've already got something. How can you beat free? No? Okay, then. Thank you. Goodbye. So, that's basically what happened to me today. It's been a strange 24 hours. Very strange. Okay. Let's see what else we have.
Actually, on that note...
Yeah.
Director Steven Schroedberg, the guy who did Traffic, Ocean's 11...
Yeah.
And Sex, Lies, and Videotape...
Uh-huh.
Is releasing a horror thriller.
Right.
That he's going to simultaneously release on the big screen,
mm-hmm.
DVD, and cable channels. And his entire thing is that, where was it? Oh, God, where's the quote? Simultaneous release is already here. It's called Piracy.
Yeah.
And he suggests simultaneous release as a way of controlling it.
Right.
As a matter of fact, Warner Brothers is looking to make some
some of its, like, lesser movies immediately released on very cheap DVDs in China, just to be able to bypass the Chinese piracy ring.
Sure. Yeah, that is one way of combating this thing. But then again, if you had the option of either renting the movie... I haven't even returned mine.
Yeah.
If you're going to be... If you have the option of renting the movie or downloading it for absolutely free, you'd only take one of the two options. Otherwise, you'd be dishing out about £34 for a brand new copy of, I don't know, fucking Smallville box set, which I would hope...
It depends, really. Like, Star Wars Episode 3, I can say I saw in the theaters 3 times.
Sure. No, I
immediately downloaded it illegally. And then as soon as it hit DVD, I bought the DVD box set with it in it.
Yeah,
tell me they didn't get their money's worth.
Sure, but if you think about this, if there's a movie that you really want to see and it's really cool, you will go to the cinema and see it. If there's a film that you want to see, but you've been told crap reviews about, you're hardly going to be paying excess amounts, extortion amounts, to go and see it in the cinema. Because, really, you'll be spending about £10 average to go and see a movie in a cinema. You will either, one, wait for it till it gets released to DVD, and then rent it, or the other option is to just download it from the intranet. You know, it's survival of the fittest, and it's survival of the fittest movies. If you're looking at a good movie, people are gonna go see it. You're not really gonna be losing out a lot of money. The people that don't care, they'll just, you know. I think they should just drop this whole file sharing shit. I think they should just embrace it with open arms and develop a business model incorporating free downloading of movies. You know, it's just. Tell me how you're going to combat this. Is there a clear way of being able to combat somebody being able to buy your DVD and then just rip it and then distribute it? Because they can. There is no way. It's like a never-ending war. I think they should really cut this argument really short, like now, and just give up on the whole fucking file-sharing war and let it run free. Eventually, it might die out. Maybe you can develop a system where... you have free trailers or some bollocks like that, but there's no way you're going to be able to get rid of that. They tried with Supernova. They dropped quite a lot of people offline with that shit, but people developed other websites, new trackers came online, and the whole thing moved on. And I think I've run out of cigarettes. Oh, no, I haven't. Yeah.
Let me FTP you one.
Yeah, I'll print it out and roll it up.
I know.
It's a fucked up world we live in.
All right, let's see. I got another bit of news. In the realm of good news, tired of paying for cable that has 99 channels and everyone sucks.
Yes.
A new FCC report advocates an a la carte TV pricing system. Basically, the FCC commission to investigate indecency on radio and television has recently put out a report that says that the best way to combat this was to be able to, for cable and satellite TV networks, to offer something that I've been saying I wanted for a long time. And it's the ability to call them up, tell them I want this channel, that channel, this channel, this channel, the other channel, and whatever channels you want. And those are the only channels that are piped to your house.
Yeah.
Save me so much time and flipping through channels.
So they've just decided to do
that
now.
Not only that, but it'll be less expensive for the consumer... And would offer, I mean, as far as child protection goes, you don't want them to order to watch MTV. Don't order MTV. I mean, it's freaking great. You can get over 800 channels right now on digital cable, and there's like 7 that I'd actually want to watch.
Hmm.
offers you the ability to pay per channel that you have and have them piped directly to your house.
Precisely. You're basically streamlining what you want, the services you pay for, and you're only watching what you really need to watch, cutting all the other bullshit out and saving yourself a lot of money and time and effort. Okay. What else do we have to rant about? Are you still there?
Does Sapphire have any news?
Do you have any news?
No, not really.
Not really?
No.
Okay. Do you want to read this one out? Because it's actually really interesting. No? Why not?
I sound terrible.
You don't sound terrible. I sound terrible.
No.
I shouldn't be on the radio. What the fuck am I doing a radio show every night?
Because your voice is very sexy and alluring.
No, it's not.
It is.
Oh, God. The New York Times is reporting a device called the Mosquito, invented by Howard Stapleton, designed to drive teens away. Drive those teens away. By emitting a high-frequency noise at 75 decibels. Apparently, most older people cannot hear the sounds, but teens cannot stand it at all. Reports are that it's called fucking Britney Spears. Reports.
I actually come across one of those the other day. We were outside a shop,
uh-huh.
And only I could hear it. And my mum was standing next to me. She was like, I can't hear it. I'm going, I can hear this really high-pitched screaming noise.
Wow.
And she was like, I can't hear it.
That's pretty fucked
weird.
Up. Apparently, most older people cannot hear the sounds, but teens cannot stand it. Reports are that it works quite well, but some older people can hear it too. Oh, dear. He found that the perfect irritating sound by experimenting on his children. This guy was experimenting on his children. This guy should be fucking locked up, man. Experimenting on your old children with high frequency noise should be illegal, okay? No matter if it's fucking lethal or non-lethal, or if it's a fucking deterrent, I think this guy should be locked up, put in jail. Because why are they developing this? Think about it. They're gonna sell this to the fucking government, they're going to sell this to the army, they're going to be able to disperse youths when they're protesting against their rights being taken away. This is precisely why we should control this sort of technology.
Oh, come on, it's 75 decibels. Once it's widely implemented, children will have such hearing loss that they won't be able to hear it anymore.
Well, the only way to combat this is to crank up your system of a down and play it while you're trying to, you know, riot. And you won't be able to hear it.
Actually, get one of the systems yourself, set it up in your bedroom.
And then play it.
And
I'll
just
get used to it.
Brave through it for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You'll never be able to hear that frequency again.
True. You could just become immune to this. We could set up immunity centers where we get like loads of these.
Oh, it's not a matter of immunity, it's a matter of hearing damage.
Right. How about I don't want to damage my hearing, because after all it's just another port I need to be open on.
Well, then you should probably tell them to stop damaging your hearing just to keep you away from their shop.
But if
also, this discriminates highly against musicians.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to have this thing in a, let's say, a riot situation where you've got a group of youths who play this sound thing down, I mean, what will happen is you'll have a load of people really enraged going straight for the thing that's emitting this sound and breaking it. I don't know if this thing will work over...
I mean, in a riot situation, there's no need to use this frequency, because that's a frequency that older people can't hear.
Yeah.
In a riot situation, you want to be, like, really clever? Get really big speakers that can produce a very loud sound at 11.025 hertz. The subsonic frequency, and it also happens to be the frequency where the fluid in the eyeball starts to vibrate.
Right, that creates quite a lot
through
of pain.
Sympathetic vibration. You'll have people lying down on the ground and puking in seconds.
Yeah.
And you can't get an immunity to that.
No.
It's got nothing to do with hearing.
I don't know, man.
I just think I've given them another weapon.
Yeah. I just think that whole thing is really, really fucked up, and that he could just test this shit on his children.
You could also play like old Bing Crosby.
Yeah.
Then you get rid of all the teens that just don't have any taste.
Yeah, I mean, what they could do is just play Britney Spears really loud, and that'll get rid of most people, you know?
Yeah, except for the 12-year-olds.
True. But then again, they wouldn't really be rioting because they've been zombified by the core politicals, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Oh, God. Sometimes this stuff really depresses me, like doing this show. I'd really love to be just a brainwashed consumer and not really have any problems and just walk in my life and buy the products and not care what's happening. If this product's been produced by a 13-year-old boy in some backward country, paid like a fraction of the amount I bought the item for. Sometimes that.
Oh, they offer a service for that.
What's that?
MTV and Fox News.
Yeah. It's like, you know, when you watch The Matrix, it's the dude that found all this shit out, but then he sold his ass out to the agents, and like, you know, he's like, yeah, they're gonna wipe my memory of this thing, and I'm gonna live in The Matrix, and I'm not gonna care, and everything. It's just the same things.
Tastes good.
You're gonna be, yeah, you know, chicken tastes good when you're asleep.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
Thinking bad.
Yeah. Surprising we don't have Planet on tonight's show.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened to him. Yeah. Guess work has got him down, or he's finally gotten sick of us.
Yeah, probably. One of the two. Or he's been raided by the police. Shit, they got
him. He didn't have the foresight to put his neighbors.
Yeah,
information on his IRC or his ISP.
No, you see what I did is I swapped the numbers of the houses round. So they thought they were, you know, going in for mine.
Well, mine are inconvenience for them.
Yeah.
I'm saving you from jail time for you.
Yeah.
I'd be really curious as to what they actually did to warrant a police raid.
Yeah, I know, because police raids are
pretty expensive. What kind of neighborhood do you live in?
Actually, it's pretty quiet. I mean, I'm thinking the most logical explanation is that they were drug dealers. I know that for sure. And they were just dealing drugs and stuff like that, and they just went in and raided them. So, yeah. That's pretty much what I think is happening there.
Yeah, but wouldn't they have someone like observing the house for like a couple of days or?
I don't know. Like I think if they've got found evidence that they are, then maybe they did a bad deal. You know, they dealt to the police and they were like, "Yeah, that's it, man. We've got him," and they just went and fucking raided the place.
Yeah. I'll let it be a lesson to you.
Or I grass them out. One of the two. I don't know.
I make so many drunken calls. How can I keep track?
If you notice on the forums, I did a little eBay mining. I found a couple selling. This is cool. They were selling their bodies as advertising.
Oh yeah.
They were selling tattoos for her, for the woman, and for the husband as well. And also, you know, for the whole shebang, you could go for both tattoos on both people, anything you want to tattoo in them. Also, custom clothing that they would have to wear when everywhere where they travel, and also custom clothing for the little baby, which appears to be maybe about a few months old. I don't know, what would you say? About 4 or 5 months old, something like that. What I'm thinking is, how about I'll give you... fuck's sake. How about I give you twice the amount you're asking for, all that crap, just so I can tattoo the fuck out of your little baby, and you, and your husband. And, I can tattoo anything I want, because I pay the money, and you're selling yourself. So, there we go. How about that? I think that's...
Yeah, let's have a tattoo. www.hackervoice.co.uk on your forehead.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm paying for it. I'll take out a loan on another name and, you know, send that money to them and be like, right, okay, I own you now. I own your skin. That means I want to stick a tattoo.
I'm a total tool.
You know, you are a core political whore. This means that I can advertise my website on your forehead. And your little baby will now be wrapped up in a nice little Hacker Voice radio t-shirt. There you go. Have a nice day.
So long as he shall live.
Yeah.
Which, being that we make him out of asbestos,
yeah,
probably not terribly long.
I think we should, like, lace them with asbestos. Yeah, they're woven with asbestos fiber. Mmm. Nice.
Delicious.
Fucking idiots. Now, the funniest thing I saw was a cancer remedy, forgotten herbal potion recipe scroll. Somebody is selling a what looks like a very ancient scroll. It looks a bit fucked up, it looks a bit old and all that shit. You can buy this and learn how to make a herbal remedy for curing cancer. What I'm thinking is, somebody got himself a nice piece of A4 paper.
Teabagged it,
and not in the sense as putting your bollocks on somebody's face, as in the sense of putting a teabag, wrapping it around, crushing it up a little bit, writing all this shit on it, and is now selling that for $10 on eBay. How about, shut the fuck up, man, you know? Fuck the shut up. I mean, shit, people like that, you know, you're playing with people's emotions and you're selling something that's completely false, and it's no way is it a fucking cancer remedy. Because if this was, man, somebody will fucking know about this, you know? And you wouldn't be selling it for $10, you'd be selling it for quite a lot more. Oh, dear. What is this world coming to, eh?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, sorry.
But I've been cut off.
Ah, okay. So I guess you didn't hear any of that.
All I heard was, if it was.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Never mind.
Read the forums.
I'll read the forums.
Right, we're coming up to the end of the show, so I think it's time to wrap things up if you're happy with that.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm pretty much spent as far as content goes for tonight's show. Again, another update. If you're interested, going to the 2600 meeting, meet us either at Trocadero or the pub, which is where I'll be sitting, nicely enjoying a drink while you're all freezing your ass off someplace waiting for 7 o'clock. It's going to be Friday, this Friday coming at 6:30 p.m. And that's about it from me.
Cool. I've got a little something to announce on the RC, but it'll wait till after the show.
Cool. Okay, well, thank you for listening to another show of Hacker Voice Radio, your independent, free range chicken eggs, and biodegradable hazards. Oh, and bukake.
Bukake.
This has been a Bukake episode, seeing as there's two guys and one girl.
Hey!
I think that's a three-way. I don't think it...
it qualifies.
Qualifies for Bukake.
Oh, well. We're not really Japanese, so, you know. It's a watered, it's a watered-down Bukake. If you pardon the pun.
Mix two parts water for one part semen.
Okay.
Bake at 325 degrees, then splatter upon a naked woman.
I'll be doing that later.
Yeah, best of luck to you.
Okay, well, thank you for listening, and good night. This has been your co-host, Bilal.
And Sapphire.
Hi, Onyx.
Let's see what we shall finish off with. Let's see if this sounds good. Taking your headphones off when the blasting music comes through.
Yeah, it's too loud.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night.